Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights, WGN-TV News at 10. Tom at 10.
That is right. And we also got a pair of tickets. See the Blackhawks against the... Is this for today? No. All right.
Uh-oh.
I've been
don't
handed
say that.
Something. No. I got this next week.
Thank throw you. That one away.
Yeah, throw that
for
away.
For now, because that starts fires that. When you do that stuff.
Yes, that would be, yeah. I don't have tickets right now. Who said I got tickets? But ask for tickets for Sunday. I can't even get tickets for Sunday. I can't even buy tickets for Sunday.
You can't buy them?
Can't buy them. It's how sold out it is. All right. A lot going on in the world. Karen Lewis is going to join us coming up at about 4:10 this afternoon. Talk about the one-day strike from the teachers against the Chicago Public Schools tomorrow. But before we get to that, there's a growing discontent here in Chicago about, at least in this particular case, the employment of Jason Van Dyke, who is the Chicago police officer who has been charged with murder in the death of Laquan McDonald. He's been hired by the Fraternal Order of Police as a sort of a jack of all trades, I think is what they're calling him, $12 an hour, mm-hmm. just you know to help him get by as he's awaiting trial. And there are people upset about that, including Father Michael Flager, St. Sabina Church in Chicago, tweeted about that. And I want to kind of tie this into this other story that's leading the news today about the fact that obviously we're now in the deadliest. We have a spike in shootings and in deadly shootings here in Chicago. And this first quarter of the year 2016 has been absolutely bloody, as you know well, Father. I mean, you have buried some people here, and I wonder, this, and I think these two things are not unrelated, are they?
No, they are related exactly. And one of the problems we have in Chicago, I mean, we have many problems. There's a lack of employment. There's a lack of opportunities. There's guns. There's all that. But one of the pieces in this puzzle is that totally broken relationship between law enforcement and community. And so you have an appointment of Eddie Johnson on Monday, and every day that he's been out, you hear him saying one of the things that's important to him is we've got to restore this bridge and we've got to build relationship with community. And then today, or last night, breaks the story that, FOP is going to hire the guy who put Chicago on a national spotlight and had people in the streets for weeks. The biggest controversy and horrible report in the police department since John Burge, and then they say that they're going to hire him to work for that. You're a union, you want to help a guy get a job, fine. But, well, listen, if I hired right now a guy out here who was accused and indicted and waiting trial who killed a cop, they'd have been all over me. There's lots of people you can hire. Why are you hiring him? Well, he's in my neighborhood. I don't care. You shouldn't hire him. They'd have jumped all over me. But they can do that. They can hire this guy in the climate we have in Chicago right now. And a lot of people say it was a dumb thing to do. I don't think it was so dumb. I think they knew what they were doing.
Your point, you and I sometimes disagree on these things. And, yeah,
no.
I know. They'll laugh about it. But we have a lot of mutual respect for each other. And I got to tell you, that's an excellent argument that you make, which is they would have been all over you.
Absolutely.
I would have been all over you.
You'd have been calling me up.
Yeah,
I mean, and I understand that, but what makes it, okay for them to do this? Help him get a job. You mean to tell me this guy with his background and, police officer and all that kind of stuff and the help of the FOP, they couldn't find him a job somewhere? Please. They hired him there, and I think it's an in-your-face move, and I think that it destroys everything this new superintendent is trying to do. Because, to be honest, Ro, in the community, people do not differentiate between FOP and police. They just see police.
Right.
And
do you think that's also true for Eddie Johnson, who's coming in now? I mean,
absolutely.
They give, even though he's a well-respected guy, roundly admired.
He's 27 years in Chicago.
Right.
It's an uphill battle.
And seems to be the right. I mean, even though the Mayor Emanuel went around the system here, clearly, it seems to be something that everybody will agree on. Yeah.
I know Eddie. Love Eddie.
Now, but here's the other top story. This is an important one, that traffic stops are down 90% from last year, while you're seeing the blood on the streets all over the city now. It's not confined.
82% increase.
Yes, an 82% increase in shootings, and not confined to the neighborhoods that one of which is in your parish, yeah, that have historically had this. And so there's clearly a connection there. And how do we get the police? You're looking at it from the community's perspective. Great. How do we get the police to trust that they can go and do their jobs? Because you know there's bad guys out there that they got to stop.
Well, okay. Couple of responses to that. Number one is I think the whatever the long, thing that the ACLU put that they had that the police officer fills out now, they went from A to Z. It's too much. It's too much for anybody, to go through all that paperwork on every stop. That discourages a lot of people from doing it. So I think that needs to be shortened. I think it's important to do, but it needs to be shortened. The other thing, though, is I'm one who says, guess what? If a police officers right now out here feel like they're being watched too hard, man up. You're a cop. You're a professional. You do the same thing you tell the kid in the street. The kid in the street, you tell him, hey, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Well, the same with the cop. If you're not doing anything wrong, nothing to worry about. But if you're not stopping, you're not doing your job now, and you're getting paid this kind of money, you need to quit. You're a police officer. You're a professional. Do your job. I hear a police officer told me maybe a month and a half ago, well, you don't understand what it's like to be stereotyped. I said, hold up, buddy. I'm a Catholic priest. Tell me about stereotypes for the last 10 and a half years of Catholic priests in America. So, you got to deal with it, go out and do your job and do the best you can do or get out.
Father Flager, police officers will tell you that those stops actually do yield results.
Yeah.
The killer or the suspected killer in the Hydea Pendleton case,
right,
alone was that car had been stopped a week before. The description matched the car that came by the park, and that 15-year-old innocent girl who was gunned down, they were able to find her killer. They say that's the way to get guns off the streets and other things. And they feel under pressure, and I get that part of it. I think a lot of these storylines we're talking about come down to the police have protected some of the bad ones, the very few, that small number of bad guys within their ranks who they all kind of know who they are, and that potentially has come back to haunt them. But I think they
Absolutely.
Would say in your community there's a protection also of the bad guys. And for a lot of reasons, and I know it's complex, that your community has to do a better job also of rooting out the ones that you know are behind the crimes.
Oh, no, and I agree 100%, and that's why what the FLP did today is so dangerous, because if somebody wants to speak, if they don't trust the police, I've heard nothing but since last night to today, but people saying to me, see, you tell us to try to work with the police, this is what the police are, that's why I don't trust the police, that's why I have nothing to do with police, hold up, this is the FLP, no, that's the police. So if we don't restore that relationship, people are not going to talk and not to come forward. So I think what they did today is so damaging to that absolute necessity for people to talk. There's a code of silence in the police department. There's a code of silence on the street. And both of that, as now we're seeing the results in this city of what the trust in the element of the police department, because there was a code of silence there, crime in the street because the code of silence here, we both have to come back and talk with each other and both deal with that 1% on both sides. It's bad. But you can't build this relationship while you're putting in the face of a city that's been torn apart for the last 3 months the guy who helped tear it apart and say, now we're going to give him a job working for us.
Father Flager, it's Judy Pilek up in the WGN newsroom.
Yes,
are you worried about all the kids being out of school tomorrow? I mean, in light of all the violence?
I am. I'm worried that, because I'm worried because I guess what Rose said earlier, we're in a war zone in Chicago, and we've kicked off this year so bad, and kids out of school tomorrow. I'm worried about kids getting out in June 19th or June 20th.
Yeah.
So another day out tomorrow, and the weather is pretty decent out here. I'm worried. It's a horrible thing to say, but I'm worried anytime kids are on the street right now in this city. That's a horrible thing to have to say, but I've done nothing but talking to parents who are trying to send their kids to stay with other people for the summer because they're afraid to keep them in Chicago. All right. It's a sad day.
Father, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
I always appreciate it. All right, Father Michael Flager.